This is the English recording of the story, The Golden Goby Fish. There was once a wealthy fisherman who had two wives, Kanita, with whom he had a daughter named Öi, and Kaniti, with whom he had two daughters named Ai and E. Every morning, the man would go out on the river in search of fish, and his wives would take turns as oarswomen. After they had caught enough fish each day, they would make their way to the market and sell off their haul before returning home. One day, Kanita was on rowing duty while her husband fished. He cast his net repeatedly throughout the day, but time and again he caught only a single goby fish. Each time he would release the fish, only to see it again when next he drew up his net. Eventually, he gave up and decided to return home with his lone catch. Kanita took pity on the fish and pleaded with her husband to set it free. This infuriated him, and in his rage he lashed out, sending Kanita tumbling into the water. Kanita, who could not swim, promptly drowned. When he returned home, he told Öi that her mother had run off with another man and that she would not be coming back. Öi was heartbroken to have lost her mother. To make matters worse, Kaniti now saw fit to mistreat her stepdaughter without reservation. She forced Öi to do all of the household chores, while her own daughters were allowed to merely sit back and watch. The drowned Kanita was soon reborn as a golden goby fish, which each day would swim to the water's edge in the hope that Öi would appear. One day, Öi was missing her mother so terribly she crumbled down by the river and began to sob. It was then that she saw the golden goby fish, who recounted to her daughter all that had taken place. Öi felt sorry for her mother and from then on would regularly come to speak with her and feed her, hoping that it might help ease her pain. It was not long, however, before Kaniti and her two daughters found out about the golden goby fish and hatched a plan. While Öi was out tending the cattle in the field, the three of them caught the fish and killed it, feeding it to their dogs and cats. When Öi returned to the river, her mother was nowhere to be found. All that was left of her were a few scattered golden scales. Öi was heartbroken. She buried the scales in the ground and prayed that her mother would be born again as a nightshade. By a spirit's blessing, a beautiful nightshade suddenly sprouted there before her. Each day after that, a contented Öi would make her way to the tree to speak with her mother and pay her respect. Unfortunately, Kaniti and her daughters had spied Öi on one of her visits to the nightshade, so they picked and ate all of its fruit, ripped it out of the soil by its roots and tossed it away. Undeterred, Öi gathered up all of the scattered seeds she could find, buried them in the forest, and prayed for her mother to be born again as a silver and gold Bodhi tree that she might continue to pay her respects. And by the Spirit's grace, a silver and gold Bodhi tree instantly sprang up from the earth. One day, King Pramathat was passing by and noticed the Bodhi tree. He decided that he would very much like it in his palace, but try as they might, no one in his caravan was able to uproot the tree. So the king offered a reward to whoever could remove it from the earth. When Kaniti and her two daughters got wind of this, they hurried to the tree and tried with all her collective might to dislodge its roots, but their efforts were in vain. When it was Öi's turn to try, she began by praying to her mother for permission, which allowed her to successfully lift the tree from the soil. The king became enamored with Öi, who had proven her virtue. He thus made her his queen and took her to live with him in his palace. When Kaniti and her two daughters learned of Öi's appointment, they were wild with envy. Hoping to trick her, they sent word that her father was deathly ill and would not live long. Ue fell for her ruse and immediately rushed back to visit her father. Kaniti, meanwhile, had prepared a vat of boiling water and placed it in front of the house entrance. In her haste to enter the house, Ue did not notice the boiling water and was instantly killed. Kaniti then had I impersonate Ue and return to the palace in her place. Ue, meanwhile, was reborn as a parakeet and eventually flew back to the palace. The king sensed the bird's intelligence and kept her in a gilded cage where he would talk with her night and day. This displeased I, who snatched the parakeet out of her cage and brought her to the palace cook to pluck and boil. But after stripping the bird of its plumage, the cook left her alone on the table, which gave the featherless parakeet the opportunity to escape and hide herself in a nearby mouse hole. The cook, fearing punishment for having lost the bird, snuck out and bought another to prepare for Ai. Ue remained in the mouse hole until her feathers had grown back fully and then flew into the forest. There she encountered a hermit who took pity on her and restored her human form. He then drew a picture of a young boy, upon which he cast a spell, bringing it to life for Ue to raise as her son. After many years had passed and her boy had grown, she requested entry into the palace to meet with the king and explain all that had happened. The king was happy to see Ue was still alive and sentenced Kaniti and both of her daughters to death. Ue and the Bodhi tree lived lives of tranquility from that day onward.